This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with eminent economists at Niti Aayog in New Delhi today to elicit their views and suggestions ahead of the Union Budget 2024-25. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog Suman Beri, Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra and leading economists and experts attended the meeting. The budget session of Parliament will begin on the 22nd of this month, and on the 23rd of July, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. During the joint sitting of both houses of parliament last month, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. The Supreme Court has adjourned the hearing of NEET UG 2024 case to the 18th of this month. A bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur granted the adjournment to enable parties to file their responses to the affidavits filed by the Centre and the National Testing Agency. The Apex Court was scheduled to hear a series of petitions today concerning the NEET UG 2024 medical entrance exam. These include pleas alleging irregularities and malpractices during the 5th May test and seeking a fresh examination. Meanwhile, a group of students met Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan over the NEET UG examination in New Delhi today. The students shared their experiences about the exam and challenges faced by them. Central forces will implement 10% reservation for ex-Agniveers. Amid debate over the Agnipath scheme, the central forces have announced that they will implement 10% reservation for former Agniveers. The chiefs of central forces such as Border Security Force, Central Reserve Police Force, Central Industrial Security Force and Sashastra Seema Bal said that former Agniveers will get age relaxation and there will be no physical efficiency test for them. Two-day Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, Foreign Minister's Retreat, began in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar welcomed his counterparts at the event in the national capital. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Jayashankar said, BIMSTEC represents intersection of India's neighborhood-first outlook, the Act East policy and the Sagar vision. Dr. Jayashankar said there are long-standing goals such as capacity building and economic cooperation that have acquired a new urgency. BIMSTEC has 7 member states, including 5 from South Asia, Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and 2 from Southeast Asia, Myanmar and Thailand. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, said that the development of major ports in the country has been completed. He was addressing the stakeholders' meet at Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala today for promoting lighthouse tourism. The minister said that the leadership set up by our forefathers in the area of shipping and maritime development must be rejuvenated and brought back with the available resources, and thus our country will become global leader among the maritime nations. Chardham Yatra pilgrims can now create their Ayushman Bharat Health Account, ABHA, on the eSwasthyadham portal. The Uttarakhand government's Department of Health and Family Welfare has launched the portal called eSwasthyadham. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over northeast India during next 2 days. Very heavy rainfall is also likely over Goa, Maharashtra and Karnataka till Monday. The United States saw the second hottest June in its 130-year record, with the average temperature reaching 22.1 degrees Celsius, 3.4 degrees Celsius above the long-term average. In its report, the country's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said the month was marked by severe weather incidents, extreme temperatures, and significant precipitation variations across different regions. In Wimbledon tennis, 7-seeded Italian Jasmine Paolini has entered the final of women's singles. Paolini defeated Croatia's Donna Vekic 2-6, 6-4, 7-6 in a fiercely fought semi-final in London tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.